This is your Words of Hope for September 19, 2020. In today's devotional, we consider the conundrum of knowing the future and how that shapes our lives today. And we realize that more sure than knowledge of future events is knowledge of and trust in the promises of God. The title of today's devotional is Faith and Obedience, and was written by Michael Wilcock. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Hebrews. We're going to read chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Would you like to know what the future holds? Yes, and no. Some of it Christians do know, including the best things of all. The big things like the promise of heaven and the promise of the Lord's unfailing guidance all the way there. But not knowing the details is a positive advantage, because that develops our faith in Him. As the song says, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Of the many portraits of people of faith in Hebrews 11, Abraham's is given the most space. It's worth remembering that of all the Old Testament details that go to make up this New Testament picture, Abraham knew nothing in advance except the promise of a family and a homeland at the end. At the beginning, he set out at the word of Yahweh, not knowing where he was going. Perhaps he was not even told in which direction to go and had to trust God that his own decision would be the right one. But what loomed largest in Abraham's mind was the simple command that God had made crystal clear. He did what he was told, trusted God for the consequences, and looked forward to the fulfillment of the promises. That's faith. When you pray today, thank God for your daily bread, both real and spiritual. My prayer for you is that you will let God's words nourish your soul today. Today's devotional was written by Michael Wilcock. I'm Adam Navis, your host and producer. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.